While the town of Collingwood approved their new official plan back in December, the plan sits at the County of Simcoe waiting for approval before going into effect. But a lot has changed in the provincial landscape since December, so on July 22, councillors gave preliminary approval during their Committee of the Whole meeting for some changes to the plan, to bring it in line with changing provincial legislation and incorporate some feedback from the County of Simcoe. They're mostly minor or positive in nature, the town's planning director, Summer Valentine, told councillors on Monday. Modifications are not uncommon. It doesn't mean there was a mistake. It assists to make sure the plan is in its best possible form prior to consideration of approval. The town's official plan, about 200 pages, guides land use decisions in Collingwood and an update is completed every 5 to 10 years. The plan is the guide for the town's 20-year growth and directs where, when and how growth should occur. The town is expected to grow from a population of 22,500 people in 2016 to a projected population of 41,500 by 2041. The new official plan will guide land use decisions into 2051. The last Collingwood official plan update was completed in 2004, and although it has been updated multiple times in the years following, this marks the first complete revamp since that time. The town of Collingwood approved their new official plan at their meeting on December 11, 2023, after 4 years of work by planning consultant The Planning Partnership, town staff, council, developers, outside agencies such as the Nottawasaga Valley Conservation Authority and members of the public who provided feedback at multiple information sessions over that time period. Since last December, the province has proposed multiple changes to the provincial policy statement and policy regulatory framework through Bill 185, explained senior planner Nathan Wakash. These changes have some fundamental shifts for planning and growth management in the province. Changes approved on Monday by councillors in Committee of the Whole include reinstating definitions for affordable and attainable housing due to provincial changes to Bill 185 and the proposed provincial planning statement. A section on the proposed Poplar Regional Health and Wellness Village is included to adjust policies due to the Minister's zoning order for the project and to support the overall vision. New sections had been added to clarify town positions on a variety of matters related to Bill 185 and the changing provincial policy statement, including adding a plan for student housing, supportive redevelopment of underutilized commercial, industrial land, adding clarity for situations where employment lands are converted to other uses and confirming that the town can address servicing capacity allocation of water. They've added new information to the plan regarding allowing 4 residential units per lot based on mostly positive feedback from the public on those potential changes earlier this year. Based on feedback from the Ministry of Transportation, the plan now acknowledges future planning for potential improvements and a new provincial highway corridor. They've also made minor adjustments to housing policies and climate change sections based on feedback from the County of Simcoe. At this point, the only concern remaining is whether there will be more provincial changes coming down the road that may necessitate more changes to Collingwood's official plan before it is passed by the county. While staff have made best efforts to incorporate existing or proposed provincial legislative, regulatory and policy refinements, uncertainty remains around how that context will continue to change in the near to mid-term, notes Valentine in the report. Once the county makes a decision on Collingwood's official plan at their council table, it will issue a subsequent notice, which will be followed by an appeal period. If no appeals are received or once any appeals are resolved, the new official plan would come into effect in Collingwood. Ultimately, we've arrived at what we believe to be a good and nimble document, said the county's chief planner Nat Han Westendorp during public comments. In the midst of some fog of policy unclarity, we're doing our best to navigate those uncharted waters. If you would like to request a notice of decision from the County of Simcoe for Collingwood's official plan, email the Clerk's Department at clerks@simcoe.ca. We're getting closer to the finish line, said Coun. Deb Doherty during discussion. Councillors unanimously approved the modifications to Collingwood official plan. Any decisions made during Collingwood's Committee of the Whole need to be ratified at the next regular meeting of Council before going to effect. The official plan changes are set to be ratified at Council's meeting on July 29.